From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The White House today is holding the first in a series of meetings with the National Security Team to reassess the strategy for Afghanistan and Pakistan. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
President Obama will gather members of his National Security Team, advisors, and current and former military officers to hash out the strategy for Afghanistan and Pakistan that was put in place in late March. The review comes in the wake of the highly disputed Afghan presidential election and a bleak assessment of the situation on the ground there by General Stanley McChrystal, the top U.S. commander for U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan. McChrystal has reportedly requested up to 40,000 extra U.S. troops to help carry out his counterinsurgency strategy. There are divisions among senior administration officials whether more troops should be invested. The meetings are expected to last for several weeks, and administration officials say there is no deadline to complete the review. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
The president will also be meeting separately today with NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen. Yesterday, Rasmussen said European states would prefer to expand the training mission for Afghan forces for a gradual handover. There's been a deadly roadside bomb blast in southern Afghanistan. A provincial official there says at least 12 civilians were killed, but others put the toll as high as 30. A United Nations report issued over the weekend said more than 1,500 civilians have been killed by violence in Afghanistan so far this year. An Afghan immigrant is to be arraigned in federal court in Brooklyn this morning on charges that he plotted bomb attacks on the mass transit system in the New York area. Najibullah Zazi has denied any wrongdoing. His hearing comes as law enforcement officials are closing in on a handful of individuals who may have helped buy some of the chemicals Zazi needed to build homemade bombs. The White House says the latest series of missile tests by Iran were meant to provoke the West and again called on Iran to come clean on its nuclear program in talks later this week. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The White House said the latest Iranian missile tests were pre-planned yet provocative. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley said Iran seems to be acting like North Korea.
They perhaps are drawing a page from the North Korea playbook. It hasn't worked out terribly well for North Korea.
North Korea now faces tough sanctions, and Crowley suggested the U.N. Security Council could soon tighten sanctions on Iran. U.S. officials say that one way Iran could avoid that is to agree to give inspectors unfettered access to a newly disclosed nuclear facility. U.S., European, Russian, and Chinese diplomats are to raise that when they meet with Iranian officials in Geneva on Thursday. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Most major Asian stock markets have rebounded today after Monday's sharp drop. Hong Kong's Hang Seng led the way with a 2% gain. Oil prices, meanwhile, have slipped to near $66 a barrel. This is NPR. The big storm that's caused so many problems in the Philippines is now bearing down on Vietnam. Authorities have evacuated tens of thousands in the face of Typhoon Kitsana. At least 18 people are reported dead. Back in the Philippines, forecasters say another storm is due to hit later this week. As Kitsana's death toll rises, authorities now say 240 people have been killed in the Philippines. About 80% of the capital of Manila was flooded. Two American soldiers have been killed in the Philippines. Military officials say they were killed today in a landmine attack on their convoy by suspected militants linked to al-Qaeda. A Philippine Marine was also killed in the attack and two others wounded. Researchers say that people with diabetes who suffer from sleep apnea can significantly improve the quality of life by losing the recommended amount of weight. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Sleep apnea not only causes people to snore loudly, but can lead to high blood pressure and cardiovascular disease. Researchers at Temple University wanted to see what the impact would be of an intensive lifestyle change for obese people with type 2 diabetes. The study involved two groups of more than 250 patients. The first group underwent a weight loss program that included portion-controlled diets, 175 minutes of prescribed exercises a week for 1 year. The second group attended three information sessions. After a year, members of the first group had lost an average of 24 pounds. More than three times as many participants in this group experienced a complete remission of apnea as the control group. The second group experienced a worsening of their apnea. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.